Welcome to eBooks for Fashion podcast, the fashion marketing podcast that will help you to start or to grow your fashion business today. Want to learn more? Visit our website ebooksforfashion.com where you will find lots of free resources for your fashion business. Thanks for listening! Hello everyone! So how are you today? So today's live is a very short live. I want to just talk a little bit of what we said last week with Francesca Mancini from Chakras in Real Life and Giardino Blu. Hello everyone. So I just want to say something about also what we said in the last lives and also what I was posting in the last post. Okay, if you check the last post in my profile, I'm talking about leading by example. So what does it mean that? This is a topic that I think is very powerful and very important in our fashion businesses. First of all, I'm sorry that I'm wearing the sunglasses, but I have a problem with my eye, so I don't want to show you that I have a problem. So I'm really sorry to wear the sunglasses. But what the topic of today for is a short live, but I just want to tell you that this topic is very important and very close to my heart, because I think that we are fashion entrepreneurs and we are leading by example. It means that if we are creating a fashion business, we are an example for others. For anyone that is creating a business in general is an example for other people. So this is a very important role, and especially, for example, if you have a fashion service business, for example, you are providing a service that helps your clients. Let's say, for example, if you are an image consultant or a style coach, you are an example for them. You should be the first person that is showing what you are telling to your clients. And the same here, for example, with eBooks for Fashion. For example, if I'm telling you that some kind of strategies or some kind of advices or tips and tricks, is because I tried myself. This is what I think is important for all of us fashion entrepreneurs to lead by examples. It means that we need to tell to our clients, to our students, to the people around us that we are the face of our fashion businesses, but we are the first that we are doing what we say. That I think is really important. In my case, what I wanted to tell you is that if I'm telling you to start your fashion business in a certain way, is because I tried myself. Because at this moment I have a jewelry business that I'm running. I'm in my brick and mortar store. I have an e-commerce on Shopify selling my jewelry. What I'm saying is I will not tell you something that is not working, or I'm teaching you something. I will never teach you something that I never tried myself. So what I'm teaching you is everything that I tried myself on my skin, and I've tried because of my experience. I'm also selling fashion courses, okay, fashion marketing courses to start and to grow your fashion business. But what I'm teaching you in the courses is everything that I've been trying myself for more than 15 years in the fashion industry. Since when I started in 2006, for example, I started my first fashion business was about a clothing business, because I'm a fashion designer first, before being a jewelry designer. And when I started, I was also teaching in fashion school in Italy, YED Moda Lab, and in the Accademia del Lusso, was teaching creating fashion collections. Then I changed my business into jewelry. And since 2006, I've been running a fashion business, a jewelry business, selling wholesale jewelry first, and then selling to private clients in my brick and mortar store and also online on my Shopify store. So what I'm teaching about all the products is something that I tried myself. That's what I mean leading by example. So I know that maybe is not something that is working for you, but I'm teaching from my experience and what I learned. And that's so important. I would never teach you to run an online store if I don't have one. I have one, I know how to do the ads. For example, I'm using Facebook, Instagram ads. I'm using also Google ads. I'm using Pinterest ads. I know exactly how to use paid and organic traffic, both how to make lead generation, how all about the marketing strategies. This is for the online, but I know also the offline because I have a brick and mortar store. So that's why I can speak and tell you what works and what not what doesn't work. And the same selling services, because I have also an online school where I sell online courses, digital products, but also I sell services, my service of consultancy, mentorship. So I know also how to sell services. Then I have also other two businesses. One is a total different, a total different area of business, because it's a small hotel, bed and breakfast in Italy. And another one, it's about beauty and wellness business, which is a network marketing. So another type of business. But I know exactly what I'm doing, and that's why I'm saying. So what's the point of this live is to tell you that in your fashion business, when you are talking to your people, to your clients, you know what you are saying, but you need to be the leader. You need to grow your leadership. And how you can grow your leadership? You can grow in three ways, in my opinion. And that's what I'm still learning. And what I want to tell you is, for example, to try to rule your brain. Try to rule your body and try to rule your communication in your fashion business. Rule, it means control, and grow your communication, grow your the way that you feel, that what we said in the last lives with Francesca, to also improve the way you feel with your body, because this will be reflected in the work in your fashion business too. And also you need to control your mindset. You need always to control your mindset, because that's the basic, the most important thing. You need always to reach your goals, and your goals you can reach only if you create a plan, clear plan every day with few steps to take every day to reach your goals. And control your mind, it means that you need to talk to your mind in a positive way, in the way that will help you to reach your goals faster. If you don't do it that way, and you keep talking negatively or not talking the right way to your mind, basically your subconscious mind will always hold you back. So that's why it's so important. So for example, I'm studying back this book, which is one from probably one of the first from Tony Robbins. It's all about how to obtain the best from yourself and from others. And this is important when you are leading by example. So you can shine with your fashion brand. You can be really the star of your fashion brand, the face of your fashion brand. You are the star, the face, the soul of your fashion brand. Or your fashion business, if you are selling service business in fashion. So it's important that you are leading by example. So what you say to your clients, you do it. Otherwise, I don't think it's a meaningful business or is something real. It looks like fake to me. I see many business, many gurus, not only in fashion in general, that are teaching something and they are not doing it. And this is what is really piss me off, because I think that when you are teaching something, you are leading by example. But if you don't do it, if you don't do the first steps, or you are not consistent in what you are doing, or you are not really are the example of what you are saying, it's fake. And that's why I wanted to tell you that, because I am telling that to my students all the time, to be the leader in their fashion business. So this is just a short live. I hope you can find some helpful information, and if you need more any questions, if you have any questions, just send me a DM, or we can chat, or can reach me on all social media. And let's be back. I will be back tomorrow and in the other days with other lives. Thank you so much for watching, and talk to you very soon. Bye for now.